USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has earned the 15 Electoral College votes in North Carolina. Also, Democratic challenger Cal Cunningham conceded the North Carolina Senate race to Senator Tom Tillis on Tuesday, handing Republicans a key win in their quest to retain control over the Senate. The FDA is granting drug maker Eli Lilly emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 treatment. Eli Lilly's CEO, David A. Ricks, explains who it will help.
The first drug ever to be designed for beating back COVID-19. It's indicated in early diseases, you're saying, so within the first 10 days of symptoms. And we really want it targeted to those with high risk factors.
And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 262 points to finish at 29,420. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
All eyes are turning to Georgia, where two election races will decide which party controls the Senate. It appears both are headed to a runoff January 5th. Rachel Bovard is with the Conservative Partnership Institute. She says Republicans have to get people out to the polls just like Democrats did in the general election in Georgia.
Well, Stacey Abrams, to her credit, did not take Georgia for granted. She got out and had a strong ground game. Republicans have to counter that. They have to be on the ground registering voters. They cannot take red states for granted. And I hope that they're doing that. They needed to be doing it yesterday. I know that both Senate campaigns are actively pursuing voters in this regard, but hey, they got to get on the ground and they got to do it today.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States continues to rise. There have been more than 100,000 new infections for five straight days after the COVID tracking project reported 118,000 new cases on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr has authorized federal prosecutors across the United States to pursue substantial allegations of voting irregularities before the 2020 presidential election is certified. Former Department of Justice official Ian Pryor on why this is being done now.
Well, you know, traditionally, it's kind of like looking at the horse after it's left the barn. I think that right now we have a spotlight on voter fraud in America. And the best time to look at it is in the present time. And, you know, for the folks that say, oh, voter fraud is a myth, I mean, that is ridiculous. Look, Lyndon Johnson won his first Senate race by stuffing the ballot box. John F. Kennedy arguably won his race by Cook County voter fraud in Illinois. And you don't even have to go back that far. Philadelphia, June 2020, they indicted a former judge for voter fraud. So this exists. It should be looked at. The question is there enough to swing an election? That's where I think you run into some trouble.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric, self-driving cars. More news to be found online at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.